This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Islamic State group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul that killed at least 63 and wounded more than 180. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. The United Nations denounced the wedding hall bombing as an atrocious act against Afghan Shiites, saying it has documented several previous attacks aimed at the community. The attack was one of the worst against Afghan civilians in recent years. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Esha Sarar reports.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Italy's hardline interior minister buckled under pressure Saturday and agreed to let 27 unaccompanied minors leave a migrant rescue ship after 2 weeks at sea. Spanish aid group Open Arms said the minors were transferred Saturday to an Italian border patrol boat. For the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Portland, Oregon, established